White starts with e4, black plays d5. You know this opening is called as the Scandinavian defense, where black immediately challenges the center by attacking the e4 pawn. And now a lot of times here players play knight to f3. Well, that's not a good move, it's a mistake. Because you are allowing black to capture your center pawn with a tempo attack on your knight. So black captures the pawn, and now white plays knight to g5. So that was the whole idea of playing knight to f3 first. So that if black captures this free pawn, then white can attack back this pawn with the knight by moving it to the g5 square. As well as, do not forget that this knight is aiming this weak f7 square in black's territory. If black gets greedy and tries to hold on to this pawn by playing knight to f6, then white can now play d3, luring black to capture another pawn over here. Now, since black has double pawns on the e-file and he desperately wants to get rid of this e4 pawn, he wouldn't mind capturing the e-pawn. So he plays e takes d3, and now white can capture back with his bishop. And now since white is putting a lot of pressure on this h7 pawn, black feels a little uncomfortable here and might make a blunder of playing h6. Well, you must be wondering that why is this a blunder? Well, because this move allows white to play the brilliant knight takes f7, forking black's pieces. If black captures back the knight with his king, then he will immediately lose his queen with bishop to g6 check. King can go back to the original square in order to protect his queen. So he's forced to take the bishop, and now the black's queen is gone.